Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
We owe a lot of our music to wood. The bodies of guitars and violins, the keys of a marimba, drumsticks, and of course those clarinets and other woodwinds. Sound designer Diego Stocco decided to go straight to the source and play a tree itself for his project, aptly titled Music from a Tree. All the sounds that you'll hear come from an old olive tree behind his house in Burbank, California.
We are in the backyard of my house, and there is a tree. It's a regular tree, nothing special. Not one of the trees that you see on the pictures, you know, that they look perfect. This one looks imperfect, but that's probably the beauty of it. That's why I was able to extract so many sounds. So the beginning of this musical experiment was to create the rhythm first. And to create the rhythm, I used a big branch by hitting it against the cortex and leaves. So basically it's like this. There is a sound that comes from the cortex when you pluck it. I tuned the twigs with a pencil sharpener. So the shorter the twig, the higher is the pitch of that note. And then I added the tonal sounds. So I have in front of me, at least five different twigs. So this is one. Then I have this here for the bass. And I have another here, which is higher in pitch. I can also play them with two bows. But what I did was trying to organize those sounds into something more meaningful. I mean, more music. I don't know if it's meaningful or not, but more musical. So it doesn't really sound as a musical piece now, but... Okay, I got it. That groove keeps going, and then... It might be just an idea, but I was thinking it would be really fantastic to play a forest. Not just by myself. Imagine like 30 people in the forest selecting different trees, selecting different sounds from those trees, creating a real piece of music, not just hitting branches and stuff. Definitely you cannot bring this forest in the stadium, you know? Some people thought that I was, you know, kind of violent with the tree, but it's not. It's not. As an additional note, I would like to say that moving the trees, creating vibrations, actually makes the circulation better. So the tree is enjoying people making music with it. That's the idea, basically, behind Music from a Tree.
Living on Earth's Ike Sriskanjaraja whittled our audio portrait of Diego Stocco and his musical tree. There are pictures at our website, loe.org. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jesse Martin, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Sriskanjaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Quincy Campbell and Nirja Parakh. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation. The Town Creek Foundation. The Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world. Uncommon heroes dedicated to the common good. Learn more at skoll.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.